Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Monday, May 13th, and we had a decent day overall for New York City and Long Island. We did see some cloud cover, and that was courtesy of a frontal boundary developing to our north. So I'm going to talk actually about the long-term pattern first. Now I know we start getting a little antsy looking for the warmer weather this time of year, but looks like we're going to be waiting at least another 2 or 3 weeks. It's been cool and rainy due to Greenland blocking, and that often does develop in the spring. Now the NAO did briefly go positive, but it's going back the other way, and blocking is going to continue when that results in cooler temperatures and also results in any low pressure systems affecting us slowing down. So that makes it more likely to have a prolonged rainfall event. And we are sort of transitioning from an El Nino to a La Nina as well. So these things, they're not unusual for April and May. And also, these temperature swings that we've been having do produce more precipitation. So overall, not too unlike what it should be for this time of year. Now, as we're going to look at Tuesday, cool Tuesday, mostly cloudy. We're going to look for a stray shower or a little drizzle late in the day. We'll get into the low 70s in New York City, but temperatures will be relegated to the mid-60s with a south wind developing right along the shoreline and especially across eastern Suffolk. Then we're going to have this slow-moving low-pressure system, and that's going to push another warm front across the region. So between the warm advection and the onshore flow developing, we'll see things go downhill with those showers. Then we're going to watch a secondary low pressure system develop over the mid-Atlantic and move offshore on Wednesday. That's going to be a slow-moving system. We're also trying to figure out the details with the exact track on that one that could be more or less significant in the way of rainfall. Models have been trending a little further south with it, so we'll see how it turns out. But either way, we're going to be in the doom and gloom. And as we get later into the week, we are going to watch another system that looks like it's going to get here in time for the weekend. We're going to still deal with warm advection, though, Thursday and Friday. So we'll have to see how much drier air can get into the region. But it's not looking like it's going to be too pretty the next several days. And also, as we look at Wednesday into Thursday, we've got rain likely. It looks like the crux of this is during the day on Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 60s, and we'll look to see how much rainfall we get into. Right now, thinking maybe a quarter of an inch of rain, and that'll continue Wednesday night with lows in the upper 50s. Thursday, we'll have showers through the midday before gradually tapering off, and we'll stay mostly cloudy, get highs into the low 70s, and we'll fall back into the upper 50s Thursday night. Friday, if we're lucky, in between systems, we might just get away with it being mostly cloudy and see temperatures in the low 70s. And we'll fall back into the upper 50s, and we'll have showers redeveloping. So in any event, things are not too unlike what's normal for spring on Long Island, but we are going to have to slog it out for the next few weeks. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.